we don't come less, there won't be any new agent to drive forward what we have been striving for. And the more we focus on the problem, the more the common sense answer slips away. We can either build the monuments of ourselves or build the monuments of humanity by removing ourselves and only down to earth our imagination boils down so that it can elevate others. And in the fictitious relationships we establish to offer and getting offered, we come to obscure the essence of our being. And at last, the societal importance we can achieve is that of gaining a voice in opinion making far from truth. Only in our living according to nature we become enigmatic exception of a machine speeding down a dark precipice. Organized is the establishment, the more we shall get organized to break its blinded regime mentality. And if the high trees are hit by the storm, the low trees in their obscurity fall with their falling. And the more we let go to the surface, the more we can immortalize the mortality within. And it is not a matter on how the technology automates us, but on how we make an effort not to be automated. And transcendentalist, we become disgusted by a life gripping onto a mechanism hindering the natural course. And by making of ourselves the garden we can take care of, we don't need any other shelters than that. And the starkest form of social disobedience is the obedience of our own nature. And as our reputation will deteriorate, we will be left alone and free to pursue our spiritual determinism. And all of our humanity is left barking not about human rights, but about rights to power. And what we immediately label as selfish might be the right critical insight from an outsider. And our relevance, at last, is not in how we have compelled, but in how we have confronted by not compelling. And being not allowed to generate a new creation, we shall plant the seed. And the more science was able to determine, the more nature got determined to make the resulting categories relative. And we either go for the standard procedure of domesticating human nature by oppressing it, or we try to exalt it by seconding it. And as our network of external relationships increases, so our frustration to be unable to control them. And the tighter the apparently inclusive establishment will try to control our outcome, the more we can disrespect it, and yet the more it will exclude us. And if cynism is not tolerated, is a sign that tyranny is underway. And we may keep bragging about new modern inventions, but they only fulfill a need we have created. And if we should try to keep normal so as to relate to others, if others turn abnormal, it is time to get prophetic. And the right attitude is always that of be ready to lose everything in order to follow the path that our nature has addressed us. And certainly those who get so vain about the light they emit don't realize they just reflect that of others. And those rare philosophers living according to nature are most ridiculed by those fake philosophers who should learn to live like that but teaches otherwise. And we mostly get stuck in our pride of having learned something rather than further applying it and developing it. And for our very ambition to go high, we are condemned to spend a proportionate amount of time far below. And sacrificing some harvest, the old heavy branches ought to be pruned, aware of the trunk. And we might understand that just because it is charming, it might hide a lot of stagnation within. And if the only engagements we make are to stay free of engagements, we shall at least be engaged with our own self. And who can so convincingly promise you something is in the power to execute the complete opposite. And the more sophisticated is our equipment, the less time we'll have to manifest our own nature. And those who could actually tackle the emergence of an upper class are actually the ignorant lower class who so much want it. And if growing we absorb, dying our duty becomes that of transmitting. And as we refuse to incorporate imagination in our strict plans, we are forced to rebuild what we build. The more society gains control, the more individuals will lose their natural control, becoming fully irresponsible. And a lasting beauty is not the result of a light work or an excessive exploit, but of a continuous and moderate undertaking. And there is no favorable environment but the quiet one which introduces us to the one within. And if we can't take ourselves outside a state of frustration, the only way of renewing ourselves is by downgrading us. And the secret of a fulfilling happiness is to be able to renew our old routines. And we shouldn't hinder any natural manifestation, but we should definitely hinder what hinders it. And no matter how just any establishment is like a barn where we're forced to compete for our ratio unless we figure out how to get out of it. And it is undertaking natural efforts and not being fulfilled by natural pleasures that we can connect to our divine humanity. And throughout the lifetime we do observe certain patterns but are not allowed to speak them out as they are considered their shortcomings. And by fully accepting our mortality we still have to keep faith that our spiritual endeavor will keep immortal. And it is temptations at last that divert us from our everyday life, making it most intolerable. And in truth, among all the tangible categories we create in death, they are all very relative. Any show of open-mindedness only suggests an extreme narrow-mindedness at its core. And feeling frustrated we cannot manifest ourselves, what is left to do is but what is human to be left to do. And we limit our growth within what we believe we belong to, thus limiting our growth as divine human beings. And institutional fields are kept wide open, and yet to penetrate them anything ought to lose its soul for the sake of formality. And we can follow our nature and adhere to a method of capturing, but to adhere to a method of processing like in an ideology is fanaticism. And what we have to come in contact with is the light of a matter and only assess its warmth and intensity within. And unless we are fully independent, our voice will be heard only until the structures to which we affiliate ourselves keep their power. And in the end, it's a matter on how we invest our existential time, whether seeking vices or virtues. And we don't become famous, but we only occur to be in the right time and space to represent a trend.